The knees are among the most common causes of pain, whether it's for athletes or baby boomers. A common treatment for the pain is surgery, but recent studies have raised questions about whether physical therapy is equally effective. The Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports.
Tim Cortese is a software engineer at a downtown Binghamton company called Synostics.
So we've got four sensors. Each sensor has one accelerometer in it.
He's attaching the sensors to the muscles around his knee. Accelerometers like these measure the force exerted by each of the muscles.
Generally, we want to see those muscles working together equally so that there's not a difference. One is not pulling more than the other.
In a properly functioning knee, the muscles involved in movement usually conform to certain ratios. For example, the muscles in front, the quadricep, should exert about 3 times as much force as the muscles in back, the hamstring. Data is collected as Cortese goes through a simple set of motions and then charted on the company's software.
And we're able to see 4 lines going across the screen, 4 different colors. Each line is corresponding to the individual muscles.
The therapy is called MyWave and was developed at Binghamton University. The idea is simple enough: to see whether there might be a less invasive way to treat a patient's chronic knee pain before looking at surgery.
There might be some actual damage to my knee, but more than half the time, in fact, 80% or more of the time, there's a good possibility that I've got a muscle imbalance.
And if there's an imbalance, patients are given an exercise routine to strengthen certain muscles. In a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, researchers found that physical therapy was as effective as surgery for one common type of injury to the cartilage that cushions the knee, a torn meniscus. In another study, patients with osteoarthritis, which afflicts more than 20 million Americans, were either given knee surgery or a placebo. The results for those receiving surgery were no better than for those on the placebo.
There may be a turn back to being more conservative in treatment and not rushing quickly to do surgery.
That's Douglas Kerr, an orthopedic surgeon and team physician for Binghamton University's athletic department. He says measuring muscle imbalance is a logical response to a painful knee.
Because what I think happens is that pain causes dysfunction of the muscles and they lose strength.
Kerr says the muscle imbalance might not be causing the pain, but it's important to address it during recovery. Synostics CEO Chuck Schwerin says the company is intended to be a first stop when a patient comes to a doctor with knee pain.
So what we're looking to do is put ourselves at the head of the line where we can rule out the most benign reason for joint pain, meaning muscle imbalance.
According to the Mayo Clinic, joint disorders are the second most common reason Americans visit the doctor. Only skin disorders rank higher. And about 1/3 of Americans over 50 have a torn meniscus in their knee. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.